Report, ESPN to raise trans flag on campus for Pride Month. By Warner Todd Houston on May 31, 2023. ESPN has announced that it will raise a transgender pride flag at its Connecticut headquarters on Thursday in celebration of Gay Pride Month. And OutKick's Clay Travis blasted the network for a direct attack on any employee who might disagree with the transgender agenda. Travis shared a screenshot of ESPN's announcement on its website that it was raising what it is calling the ESPN Equal Flag. ESPN will host a trans pride flag raise on campus tomorrow as part of Pride Month. It comes as the company advocates for men to play in women's sports and refuses to support it. Sam Ponder, who was called a bigot for supporting women only in women's sports, Travis wrote. This flag is not the usual gay pride flag. It's newly designed to incorporate trans rights and feels like a direct attack on any employee who doesn't support men in women's sports, he added. Travis was not exactly correct that the flag is newly designed. The flag appears to be the Progress Pride flag, which was created in 2018 by so-called non-binary artist Daniel Quasar, that incorporates several pride flags together, including the transgender flag, the LGBT flag, and brown and black stripes for gay communities of color, all to represent inclusion and progression. As to an attack on its employees, Travis is referring to ESPN personality Samantha Ponder's recent support to maintain the integrity of women's sports by banning men who claim to be transgender women from competing in women's sports. Ponder came under attack by the leftist sports media for several tweets in which she supported women's sports activist Riley Gaines and others who were working to advance legislation to keep men out of women's sports. Unsurprisingly, for instance, ultra-leftist sports columnist Nancy Armour raced to her keyboard to call Ponder a bigot for advocating for fairness in women's sports. Ponder, though, is not backing off. On Wednesday, she tweeted, "Biology is not bigotry. Loving people does not require the absence of boundaries." Ponder is not the only ESPN on-air employee to speak out in support of Riley Gaines. ESPN broadcaster Sage Steele has also expressed opposition to transgenders in women's sports. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.